From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of displaced residents of Manbij stream back into the northern Syrian town. Footage broadcast by Kurdistan 24 TV shows scores of residents celebrating in the streets on Saturday, hours after U.S.-backed fighters had recaptured the key Islamic State group stronghold. Nasser Haj Mansour of the predominantly Kurdish Syria Democratic Forces told the Associated Press the town is under full control of his troops, adding that operations are ongoing to search for any Islamic State militants who might have stayed behind. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that with the capture of Manbij, hundreds of civilians that Islamic State used as human shields are now free. The monitoring group says the fighting and airstrikes have killed about 450 people. The capture of Manbij is the biggest defeat for the extremist group in Syria since July of last year, when they lost the town of Tal Abyad on the border with Turkey. At least 10 people were killed when the Saudi-backed coalition bombed a school in northern Yemen. 10 children were reported injured in the attack in the Houthi-held city of Sada'a. Also Saturday, Yemen's Houthi rebels gathered members of parliament in Sana'a for the first time in 2 years in an attempt to assert their dominance over the internationally recognized government. In a statement released on state media, President Abed Rabu Mansour Hadi condemned the session, which did not appear to have a quorum. He called it a violation of the Constitution and warned that members of parliament present had committed a crime. The UN suspended peace talks in the country last week. This is VOA News. 6 people were injured when a man started a fire and stabbed passengers aboard a train in Switzerland Saturday afternoon. One of the injured was a 6-year-old child. The assailant is identified as a 27-year-old Swiss man who reportedly poured a flammable liquid into the train car before setting fire to it. He was also injured in the attack and has been transported to the hospital along with the 6 victims being treated for burn and stab wounds. Police said that more than $100,000 worth of damage was done to the train. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve arrived in Lourdes Saturday as security is being stepped up ahead of the celebrations of the Christian Holy Day of the Feast of Assumption. Cazeneuve met local officials, including Mayor Josette Bourdeaux, religious leaders, and security personnel. He praised the exceptional mobilization to guarantee the security of locals and visitors.
Cette mobilisation exceptionnelle de nos moyens.
He said that the security will allow the Interior Ministry here in Lourdes during an event that will bring many pilgrims here to deploy 297 additional people to guarantee the security of this big event. The increase in security comes after 85 people were killed July 14th in an Islamic extremist attack on the Nice seafront and the killing of a Catholic priest during Mass in his church near Rouen on July 26th. Here in the United States, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says that flooding has reached record levels in some parts of his state following days of torrential rain. At a news conference, Bell said that officials still don't know how bad the flooding will get. He warned residents not to rely on past experience when deciding on a course of action.
Asking everyone to simply evacuate if you're supposed to do that, if you're being advised to do that. Stay off the road if you don't have to, and if you're going to be on the road, be extremely cautious.
Governor Edwards said that more than 1,000 people have been rescued so far from their homes, cars, and elsewhere. About 100 pets have also been rescued. A stalled low-pressure system has dumped as much as 60 centimeters of rain on Louisiana in the past few days. The man who brought to life the lovable droid R2-D2 in the original Star Wars, actor Kenny Baker, has died after a long illness. He was 81. Baker, who stood 1 meter 12 centimeters tall, was inside the mechanical droid for Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, The Return of the Jedi, and 3 prequel films. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.